morning, everyone. Welcome back. 1230 WDBZ. Nate Ivey with you. Let's get back to our conversation because I really appreciate your time, Danielle. And thanks for coming on and just putting it out there. Danielle?
I'm here.
She's still here. Okay, so we're still trying to figure this all out. But let's go back to the phones. We got a lot of folks on the line, and they all have questions for you. And let's start with Ray. How you doing, Ray? Good morning.
Big Nate, what's going on?
I'm doing great, sir. Welcome.
Good. I understand when she says she's an avid dreamer. I dream every single night. Sometimes I can't wait to go to bed to dream because there are things that I dream about. It could be my father. It could be my grandmother. It can be situations that happen in life. So, and those are all good dreams. I think she thought she had the relationship that there was nothing she could share with this guy. And that's being open and honest. You know, and if he couldn't take it, fine. And she put it out there. I think to her, if he reached out last night, I think he still likes you. Would you ever consider giving Carlos a second chance?
Absolutely not.
Ray, thanks for the call. Damn. Tell us how you really feel.
Absolutely not. Why would I do that?
Let's move forward. Let's talk to Zoe. How you doing, Zoe? Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Danielle. I just wanted to give a comment. I have no questions for you. But what I wanted to say is I want to commend you for you being on this show and taking these questions, because some of these questions, for me, it feels like you're on trial. And there's absolutely no reason for you to feel that way because you did nothing wrong. And the fact is that you're here answering questions to a group of people that have no business in your life. And your story shouldn't have been put out like that. And I feel sorry that his feelings got hurt, but I do want to commend you, sister, and you got some support out here.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Zoe. Fair call. All very fair. Let's catch up with Danita. How you doing, Danita?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Do you have a question for Danielle or a comment?
Yeah, I have a comment and then a question. The last caller just kind of disturbs me a little bit, though, for her to say that nothing was done wrong. I am a married woman. I have been married to my husband for almost 20 years. And if an ex of his contacted him talking about she had a dream and she was waking up next to him, I have an issue with that. Now, if you're still dreaming about my husband, that's all well and good. But for you to contact him is out of line. If you know that this man is married, why in the world would you contact him talking about you dreaming about waking up next to him? That is so out of line and so wrong. There's no way to justify that. When a man is married, you leave him alone. Take Carlos totally out of the scenario. You understand what I'm saying? Take him totally out. You were wrong to message a married man. If he's not happy, if the married man's not happy in his relationship or whatever, that's on him. But for you as a female, and I take that, that breaks my heart when I hear about women doing things like that. What did that wife ever do to you for you to insert yourself into their relationship? You were wrong, sister. My second question is, what I don't understand is, if Carlos was so weak and so this and so that, like the caller before me said, why didn't you do your homework? This man, according to you, as far as you knew, didn't have a place to live, or he was living someplace else. He didn't have his own, I should say. Why get involved? Like you say, according to you, he had too many ain't gas. He ain't got a job. He ain't got a car. He ain't got a home. So you should never mess with him. What it sounds like to me, honestly, is now you've been embarrassed, and you're trying to embarrass him. But you should be very ashamed of yourself for messaging a married man. All right. That's all I have to say.
All right, Danita, thank you for the call.
Let me say this. God bless her husband for staying with her for 20 years. Secondly, I have no reason to hurt anybody for any reason. And to say that it was inappropriate to text to say that, maybe, yeah, I mean, sure. However, this was not put on public because of me. This got public from someone else. Now, however relationships go, you married for 20 years, if it's perfect, then I think that you're living in a very imperfect state of mind. I'm sure your marriage is not perfect. And if you were only married for 20 years, you got, and you stand, you got more imperfections to come. So anybody that thinks that they've been in a relationship with somebody and this is something that would bother them, they need to stay with who they are going to be with, because ain't too many other people they're going to be able to handle. Nothing's perfect. Now, I never said Carlos was weak. I said he wasn't the kind of man that I needed in my life. He's probably very strong for someone else. And given the events of his life, I wasn't looking to just throw the brother out there like that.
Well, Danielle, you called him a giant clitoris on Facebook. That's calling him
because
weak.
That is, I mean, well, yeah, I did. I said he had one. Because to me, that's more of a female approach.
Right, and that's calling him weak.
Okay, well, you may be leaning more to your feminine side. You call it what you want.
Not me. I'm just saying people are going to perceive it.
It doesn't, but because
don't come
you
for
lean
me.
More.
Don't come
to,
for me.
Right, but because you lean more to your feminine side doesn't mean that you're weak. It just means that you're not strong enough for me.
Oh, okay. That's another way of looking at it. What's up, T?
I have a question for Danielle.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, but according to Carlos, he said that what really, I guess, prompted him to place the screenshot of the messages that you sent to the husband, or is that you guys got into an argument, it took a turn for the worse, and you said something about his dead children. Is that true?
That's absolutely not true. I told him, quote, I'm not feeling very optimistic about where this relationship is going, end quote. I get up and start making coffee and baking muffins and stuff. So why are you going through my phone, which is, you was pretty much set up. I don't leave my phone anywhere. I'm looking for a reason, a real live exit. So going through my phone, that's you out. He wasn't getting it. I wasn't happy. Now, and me telling him that I wasn't happy wasn't enough.
I get it. We're talking with Danielle.
Okay. What I'm sensing is the situation with the messaging of the husband was definitely your way out of the relationship. It's like you purposely.
No. Going through my phone is I don't touch people's phones. I think that's just something you don't do. Be it you with somebody or you don't go through someone else's phone.
You were saying that he couldn't take a hint. You were trying to tell him that things was not going to work out. So finally, you left your phone out purposely to see if he would go through it, and he did. And then that was the last straw, right?
That was the straw. That was the only thing that I knew would end it, because I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not going to, you know, especially if you're saying that you trust me. You know, so if and my thing is, I've already pretty much exited out of this relation two months in. I knew it wasn't going to work, but he's a good guy. So I'm not looking to just go out and rip somebody's heart out. I'm thinking that we can understand that it's not going to work and we move on.
I agree. Danielle, yesterday we gave Carlos an hour. I'll give you the same. It's completely up to you. Do you have time for another segment?
I mean, I'm off today, so I'm okay.
All right. We'll talk with Danielle on the other side. She says, look, you know, I'm just looking for a different type of guy. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? But then on the other side of it, we hear a lot of ladies say they want exactly what she says she doesn't want. That's fair, though, right? What one woman finds as a treasure may not be the same to another woman. I totally get it. But what are you taking from the conversation? Cincinnati, 513-749-1230. Nate Ivey in the air chair, live, local, and vocal. Welcome back. People, politics, pleasure, everything in between. We discuss it all here on the Nathan Ivey Show, 1230 WDBZ. We'll get to the phone lines and we'll talk with Danielle in just a minute. But first, today we recognize Rashid's Roofing and Siding as our WDBZ 28 Days of Black Business featured business of the day. For a hole in the roof or a whole new roof, call Rashid's Roofing Specialist in flat top roofs, shingle roofs, rubber roofs, gutters, and gutter repair, both commercial and residential. Get this, Rashid has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For free estimates, they are available. Call Rashid at 513-348-5915. Again, for a free estimate, call Rashid at 513-348-5915. Rashid's Roofing and Siding, our WDBZ 28 Days of Black Business, featured business for the day. People always talk about they want to circulate the black dollar. Well, check out our black business and some of the businesses that we profile. And perhaps you're looking for some of the services or goods that they have available for you. Check them out, including Rashid. All right, back to the phones we go. And again, I appreciate Carlos and I appreciate Danielle. This ain't easy. It's not easy to put your business out there and then people are calling in saying all kind of stuff. But I want to say I appreciate you. You still there, Danielle?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Definitely appreciate you for that. But back to the phones we go. And let's welcome in Kenny C. How you doing, Kenny C?
I'm doing great, man. Listen, Danielle, I don't know why you came on the radio and tried to justify your actions. Far as I'm concerned, when I heard about you making that statement about that man's children, no matter what happened in y'all relationship.
Tell me, where is the screenshot? He screenshot everything else. Where is the screenshot where I said that about his children? What I said was that if you've held bent on destroying someone's family, then God's not done with you. Tell me where his children fit in there.
Ain't nobody stupid. And everybody.
Where is the screenshot? Where is that, though? He screenshotted everything else. Where is that conversation? It doesn't exist. He lied to you. He lied about it like he lied about everything else.
You were wrong. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, whatever.
And you can come on the radio and try to justify your actions all you want to, but ain't nobody stupid. Anybody with common sense knows that you're sitting up there lying and you're wrong and you should back up, drop the mic, and go home. What you should do and leave it alone. Thank you. Bye.
That's Kenny C. Let's go back to the phones. Let's welcome in Gigi. How you doing, Gigi?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome.
Good.
You have a question or comment for Danielle?
I do. I saw the Facebook comments from beginning to end, and I did see a screenshot of her saying something about his kids. She said, "You have to learn from your children, and God hates you." Literally, I saw that with my own two eyes, so... Are you saying that our eyes were deceived?
How is that saying something bad about his children? Because you're on Facebook looking to destroy a man, a family of five, who I haven't even seen in years. So do you think you're going to wake up and God's going to bless you?
What does that have to do with his children, though?
No. I said, God's not done with you. If you haven't learned from your children and you held bent, no, God does hate you. God hates anything where you're trying to destroy another person's life.
So
does he love it?
What from his children, that you have dreams about somebody? I don't get it.
Oh, God, you're so irrelevant. Next caller.
Anything else, Gigi?
Yeah, I wonder why she's trying to protect... Daryl, like, why be a loyal side piece if you got blown up already?
We try to keep the names out of it, Gigi. But thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
You appreciate it. 513-749-1230. Come on, Danielle. You know that people are going to take that like he was talking about his kids now. You said you keep it 100.
Here's what I said. I did. And you know what? Because I'm dealing with the climate of the city with that ignorance. What I said, that obviously losing your children, this man has children as well. Obviously losing your children didn't teach you enough. You still got a lot to learn. You're destroying this man's life for what?
Right. And you're talking about his kids. You're like, God already punished you once, son. Why don't you learn? You don't see that?
So you know what? Okay, I said it. So but do you think he's learned enough? What did this man do to deserve it?
It's not even about that man. The whole point was you said you didn't say it, and obviously you did. That's simply the point.
Okay, well, I didn't take it as me talking about his children. If he took it like that, I mean, to me, that's leverage for him to get the sympathy that he's been getting from me throughout this whole freaking relationship.
And what about the sympathy? What do you think about the posting itself? I mean, it exploded. Over 1,000 comments. What were you thinking? Were you paying attention to the thread?
I mean, I paid attention to it a little bit, but I didn't even know about this until my shift was over at work. So by the time I chimed in on the conversation, it was already hundreds of comments into the conversation.
And what was your take on it? You were reading, people are commenting.
Well, I mean, of course, I'm going to be defensive about right. something that I didn't even know. I mean, are you serious? Did this really? I was done by it. I was completely floored.
Were you surprised that so many people were interested?
No, I'm not surprised about that at all.
Okay.
I know where I'm at. I'm in Cincinnati. There's nothing to do here but being somebody else's business.
You might be right about that.
I am absolutely right about that.
That's
so,
Danielle.
Here's I would like to say
but
that.
But you know
I
what? It could also be said, here's my viewpoint of it. It came to my attention. I thought it was dying down. And then you started posting on there, and you just added fuel to the fire, Danielle.
Well, I mean, this is a small city. If you think I'm about to sit here and let someone, I mean, I got enough problems with rumors as it is. So I've just been somebody who's been fighting since I got back to this place when I've been here going on 8 years now. And I've been fighting since the day I walked off the plane. Because for some reason, there's something that somebody wants to know about me. I am a quiet, kept individual. And not a person can say anything bad about me other than Carlos. And if they do, then we've had some bouts. It's over. This doesn't seem like it's going to end, but here's where it's going
to
end.
To be fair, that other man's wife might have some issues with you.
I don't think so. I think she's stronger than that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go
to
the phone.
I think she's stronger than that.
Let's talk to Jay Raj. How you doing, Jay?
Hello, man.
Welcome, sir.
What's up? Thank
I'm doing
you.
Great.
What's up, Julia? Yeah.
Hey, now yesterday, I've been posting on Facebook. I'm happy you put her on the radio. Carlos was on the radio yesterday, and I think from, like they always say, it's three sides to the story. And I think from her talking, from him talking, folks are kind of trying to find the truth. I mean, at the end of the day, it sounds like, again, like I said, we post everything on Facebook, so this breakup is ultimately something else that we just find attractive, so we also, you know, but I really feel like this was a situation where a man wanted a woman wanted a man found something, he found out something about a woman that he didn't like. I mean, you know, don't no man want to find out that the woman he's interested in is interested in another man, even if that man ain't interested in it. You know, so the brother was hurt, he sparked out, he backlashed. He went out, put some things out. He put the screenshots out, and now she's putting the things out about his finances or whatever. I don't know. I know Carlos like I know Danielle. You know, I know him pretty much about the same. I don't know much about him, but you know, at Cincinnati, you know people and you don't know people. I know Danielle because we actually used to have a mutual interest in a business. You know, she had a significant other who had a bar. I tried to help him keep it open and closed. Carlos, I know Carlos just, you know, Cincinnati. So I say that to say everybody is kind of chiming in. Like, we called a ceasefire for this because I saw yesterday it just got to the point where it got too old. It was dragging out to other people. You know, we got her daughter chiming in on Facebook statuses. I don't think that's right. We shouldn't have to have people's children chiming in on things like this. These are the type of things that we don't take into account when we post things like this. You know, so, you know, hopefully, Danielle spoke her piece, Carlos spoke his piece. You know, we're going to put the ceasefire back on at 4 p.m. so everybody can post up until 4 p.m. You can put your memes up to 4 p.m. But, you know, Nate, I commend you for putting it on because ultimately, there's a lot of problems within, you know, relationships with black people. I'm trying to get my baby ready for school, too. There's a lot of problems between the black man and black woman. And this is one of the problems because, like you just said, he was cooking and cleaning and whatever. He might not have the finances, but he was giving you what he had. And if it wasn't enough for her, you got to respect it. But just tell that man it ain't enough for you.
Right, just be straight with
him. Say you left your phone out so he can try to go through your phone. What if he didn't go through your phone? Then you're still in a relationship you don't want to be in. So at the end of the day,
no,
like,
we were talking about it. When I told him that I wasn't feeling very optimistic about this relationship, that's not telling you I'm breaking up with you. That's telling you that we need to find some optimism. We need to change your perspective of where this thing is going.
J. Ross,
not
thanks
that
for
I'm
the call.
Breaking up with you. I wasn't like that. That wasn't what it was happening. I'm thinking that it should be civil. We should still be friends. I'm not interested, however. My thing is, in relationships, I think people don't communicate and end up finding themselves very, very unhappy. Now, right. My thing is, I go in looking for friends first. If we're not friends, then we're not going to be anything else. So it's open. I'm going to tell you things that I tell my best friend. And I'm never going to give in on that. If you my man, I'm going to tell you things that I would tell my best friend.
So you told Carlos that you sent a text about having a dream to the man that you had to dream about.
No, I told him I had a dream about the man.
But you weren't honest with him, though.
Well, I mean, I didn't know. Absolutely, I wasn't.
And it's something, Danielle, and again, it's out here. We talking about it. I don't understand why you would say, I mean, you come across as a woman who knows what she wants. You seem to be a very confident woman. But then when it came to getting out of his relationship, you just couldn't just put it out there and get out the relationship.
I put it out there. I said, this is not working.
But it said you said you were setting traps.
Well, no. Now, that was the only time when he screenshotted that. Week two, I'm telling him this is not working. We're having these conversations. It's him wanting to work on it. And I'm thinking, okay, but I mean, I think we're going to end up being friends.
Right. It would have been probably better just to put that out there like that. But then what I don't understand is you said you left the phone out kind of like to set him up. But then when he gets the phone, he finds this exchange between you and this other guy. Did you know that was going to be on the phone?
That was a backfire.
Right.
It wasn't supposed to go that far.
You're supposed to see all of that, right?
That's when the plan unraveled completely.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. One more call before we go. And I appreciate it. Again, we gave him an hour. We'll give you an hour. Let's talk to Kim. How you doing, Kim?
Hey, good morning. How
good morning.
Are you?
Doing great. You have a question or comment for Danielle?
I think it's just more so a comment just from a woman to another woman. We all make mistakes out here.
True.
But like you said, Nathan, how do we resolve? And I just think that it's one thing to tell a person that you're in a relationship with that you no longer want it or it's no longer working. But then to state that you intentionally left your phone out and the plan totally unraveled. Now you got a married man and his family suffering from it as well as with your children, as well as with those children. Now it's bigger. It's bigger than just you. And to not take any ownership as a woman and state, okay, I was wrong for telling this married man that I'm having a dream of waking up next to him. It's like you got to take ownership too, Danielle. Like, we all make mistakes. We all do things that sometimes we shouldn't do. I'm not perfect, sweetie. But I'm just saying to you, from a woman to another woman, where are you taking ownership and saying, I know the woman that called us, she was married for 20 years and stating her claims, but it's like, where are you taking ownership for saying, you know what, I could have kept that to myself instead of telling Daryl. You know what I mean? Just that didn't have to go to him. That could have just been kept to you.
Right.
And that's where the wrong laid at.
Right.
From your standpoint, sweetie. That's all I'm saying.
Because to a man, that's an invitation.
I'm not saying I was right about it. I'm saying that this was blown completely out of proportion. Now, I'm not going to put somebody out like that. I'm going to think about the family. As a matter of fact, I mean, I could care less. I could care less what anybody in this city thinks about me. However, the mistake that I made with sending that did counteract with someone else's life, and that's what I feel the worst about.
Okay.
I could care less about any single individual who has any opinion of me.
Okay.
Now, on the other hand, no, that's something that no wife should have to see. Nobody. It was a mistake. I apologize. Like I said, I haven't seen them in years, a couple of years. So this whole cheating side piece thing is not even something that we even need to talk about.
Okay.
Now,
I mean, long as you take some ownership, and that's what
I absolutely like take ownership. I mean, no, I'm not saying that I didn't, but you could try to justify screenshotting it, taking it and texting it from my phone to yours, only so you could screenshot it to your 10,000s of friends you may have. Mm-hmm. You know where it's going.
I mean, social media is social media, but in today's time, It's about, like Nathan, like you stated, it's a bigger problem. How do we get it back right? Is it salvageable for our community to have healthy, conducive relationships? And I'm with Danielle on, if you're in a marriage or a relationship, yeah, you're going to have some pitfalls. You're going to go through some knockouts. But do you need those outside forces, in a sense, though, like a Danielle, inboxing a married man and stating she having a dream waking up to him? So it's like, how do we fix all of this? How do we find resolve?
First of all,
Kim, thank you for the call.
It's not going to be any resolve. I think that it's an individual feat. If you got two people that's willing to work it out and go forward, then you got two people willing to go forward. When you start involving other people in your business like this, this doesn't bother me. It's not going to shake, move me. I'm not going to lose business. However, you're dealing with a case of ruining somebody's reputation, possibly their business. It goes further than the family. Then you're looking at some legal issues from that.
Danielle, I've got to go to a break, but I want to let you get the last word. And I'll let you get the last word in, and I appreciate you coming in right after this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll put Danielle on hold and come back. We'll give her the last word, and then we'll go to you and get your comments. A lot of folks have been chiming in this morning. Don't forget, you can also text the word TALK to 23845. Live, local, and vocal, I'm Nathan Ivey. This is The Buzz. All right, welcome back, everyone. 1230 WDBZ. And we're going to finish up with Danielle. And a lot of folks have chimed in. Again, folks, I give Carlos and Danielle props because this ain't easy. It's not easy to expose a part of your life for the public to talk about, to scrutinize, and also interact with you about. So in that spirit, I really appreciate, again, Danielle, coming on and sharing your time. But like I said, I want you to get the last word. You know, whatever you want to leave people with.
Well, I wish Carlos the best. You know, I'm sure that he'll find what he's looking for. And I agreed to forgive him. He forgave me. We're moving on. So if the rest of the city doesn't move on, then, you know, that's really something that's just to be expected. However, I wish, you know, I hope that everybody can move on from this. This is really something that has been quite different for me, but you know, I just hope that Carlos can move on and finds what he's looking for.
And there's no way you could ever see you guys, you know, reconciling, maybe giving another shot, anything like that?
I am not going to ever give him another shot, and to even think that is any part of my future, that will never happen. So while I'm not upset with him or angry with him, I forgive him, but I'm done with it.
Would you do any last question? Would you do anything different? Whether getting with Carlos, not being up front, the text messaging to another man, the Facebook comments, would you do anything different?
Stay single. Not get involved in a relationship. That's about it.
Danielle, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's Danielle, and we appreciate her. Most definitely. Because again, folks, that's not easy. It's not easy to come on the air and to so-called, as they put it, air your dirty laundry for everyone to discuss. And again, you know me, I don't block. Grown folks can talk for themselves. I hit the button, I welcome you in, and then, hey, you can interact. Now, I want to make sure that people can be heard, but that's radio for you. That's the nature of the beast. So to Carlos and Danielle, I appreciate you, most definitely. And again, the spirit is this. The question is this. First, the spirit in which I had them on was, what can we learn from this? What's the moral of this whole story? Is it, hey, stay single, as Danielle said? What do you think about that? I asked her, would she have done anything different? She said, stay single. That's it. Is it better negotiations with your emotions on Facebook?